Hello and welcome to another episode inside the Alchemize Your Business Finances Summit, taking place under the Tapping Under Abundant Tapping Into Abundant Success podcast. Today I have an amazing guest, and we have got Andy Charles with us, who is all about personal development. Andy, please introduce yourself.
Hey, thank you, Vicky, for having me. It's really a pleasure to be with you on the podcast. My name is Andy Charles, and I'm a personal life and development coach and a transformational speaker. And I look forward to spending this time with Vicky as we continue to produce the content that will bring value and hope and transformation to your lives. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure indeed. So I think we both share some really strong values in that we want to bring more value, we want to bring more impact, we want to see collective rising, we want to see more people getting involved in reclaiming their power, so to speak, and delivering more. So one of the ways that we can do that today in this podcast is by helping our fellow entrepreneurs tap into more finance within their business. So, Andy, I have my own way of helping my clients alchemize their business finances, but what I'm really interested to hear about is how you do it. Are you happy to share?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. So, Andy, what kind of ways do you support your clients to alchemize their business finances and grow their businesses without the limitations?
Yeah, that's a very important question, Vicky. And I always say to myself, at the end of the day, it's about being able to think outside the box. At the same time, understanding what the real challenges are with regards to financing. At the end of the day, we think that we need to have the perfect amount of money to do what we need to do. If we need to rebrand or if we need to take on another aspect of the business, we sometimes think we need to have all the zeros that would make it much more effective and efficient. But at the end of the day, what we need to do is to understand that our ideas are the currencies that we need for the success that we seek. Now, people would say, how do I transfer idea into actual currency? By acting upon it with clarity, with precision, and with a plan that specifically tells you if you do X, then the result is supposed to be Y and Z. So at the end of the day, the first thing I would say is have a plan. A plan that is clear and specific. Do not limit yourself with the plan. Even if your resources are limited, that's a temporary reality. Think about the future and how you want to progress in terms of building your opportunity or your ability to not only get finances, but to retain finances. So we start with that. And then we think about what it is that you do, that you have, that you offer. That's unique about your business that people would gravitate to. Then we get that out. Okay, how do we best market that? Then we get that out. And then we say, okay, fine. Let's look at getting to a specific kind of people, which would be your unique audience. And let's see how best we can create a relationship with them where everything is a win-win situation. But you make serving these people and giving them a quality product as your priority. And the rest of it is going to fall into place. But those are the key aspects of beginning to drive towards bringing true finances into your business.
I love that. And it's, that's very strategic. It's very to the point and gives a lot of value. So thank you very much for sharing that, Andy. But one area that you're really specializing in is the personal development aspect as well, isn't it? So whilst we've got the strategy and we do need strategy of how to monetize, and I love how you said, and I've actually written it down, idea to currency. Like, oh my goodness, how many people, if they could just go from idea to currency, would their worlds change, right? So, in your perspective, how do you implement personal development to enable businesses to go from ideas to currency?
Right, I love that. The first thing, Vicky, is that folks must recognize that success is not endemic to a simple few, but success is available for everybody. One of the main challenges that I see with people that I deal with is that the past seems to always be catching up with them. That's one. Two, they're always making comparisons with people who are extremely successful and themselves. That's a barrier to success. The success that Tiger Woods has is not the same success as, let's say, Michael Jordan. The success of a David Beckham is not the same success as a Lionel Messi. But here's the thing, Vicky, all of them are successful. And each of them, while they will have some things in common, they would also tell you something that is unique. So what I ask people to think about is, what is the one thing that's unique about you, the individual, that you can define, that's your personal strength, that defines your character, that brings your value out and defines you as being unique and original? And when we discover that and we begin to build on that, then we look at how we can peel away all the limiting beliefs and the baggages from the past and the insecurities that causes people to comprehend how they can overcome comparing themselves with each other rather than comparing themselves with themselves. So I say to them, there is somebody that I'd like you to meet in about 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time. And they say, who's that person? I still look in the mirror. You have not met that person as yet, but let's work together to get to a place where your mind begins to focus by reprocessing and regenerating a different neuromatic pattern that says, I am able, I can do it, I will do it, and at some point in time, I will benefit from the results of me doing it. And then I can take that and project it into my business. Because the business that I do is not supposed to define me. I'm supposed to define myself first and then take up the challenge of defining the business. Because they need, Vicky, to separate the two. You cannot allow the business to define you, because if the business falls away, then who are you? You'll be swimming in a sea of uncertainty trying to find yourself. But if you find yourself first, love yourself, embrace yourself, then build on that unique thing that defines you. You can take that now and transfer it into the business, skill, talent, whatever you have, and see the results.
Amazing. Thank you. And I love how you enable them to overcome their past by looking at who they really are in the here and now. And that's something that's really important, I find. So staying on topic then, alchemizing your business finances, we've covered quite a lot already in this podcast. So, we've got the practicalities, we've got the strategies, we've got the personal development, we've got the growth, we've got the mindset. So when you are, I mean, I don't know how you work, Andy, but when a client comes to me and they're like, right, okay, I need to grow my business to X, Y, and Z, generally it is a financial goal that they're looking for. But when they come to you for that, do you start from the strategy and the practical side of things, or do you start with them as an individual first and then look at where they're at in their mindset, in their energy, in their processing? How do you start with them to be able to alchemize their business finances? Where would the starting point be?
Yeah, remember when we were speaking before you actually began the podcast and you asked me about the topic? I spoke about one word and another word. I said intentionality and then I said clarity. What some people need to do, first of all, Vicky, when they come to me, is they need to truly identify what is it you exactly want to accomplish. We have to work on that first and foremost. Yes, most of it borders around finances, how they'd love to be more successful. They want more time with their families. They want to go on vacations. There's always an end and a means, and the means to the end is extremely important. But can you define it? Can you, in detail, say exactly what you want to accomplish? And sometimes that takes deep questioning and deep introspection. So we work on that first, Vicky. And when we get that out of the way, then we go on to the other steps that we spoke about earlier. Because now that what you want is clearly defined and you can actually visualize it, you can see it, you can put it down. And I tell them, write. Show me what you need to do by writing. Put your thoughts on paper. See if you can make it into something that you can actually speak about because you are sure about it. And when that task is completed and we go to the other task, we begin to put together the kind of mindset that they believe in so much that they just want to run with it. And there is the desire for the success. And let's say about 90% of the times, you would see them actually gravitating to the place where they can achieve what they visualize.
I love this. So for anyone that's listening in and watching along right now, I want you to just take a moment, okay? We're gonna implement some of what Andy's sharing with you today. I want you to get fucking, I'm gonna swear, I'm sorry, but it's with passion, all right? Get fucking clarity on what you want, okay? It's okay to want more. It's okay to dream bigger. It's okay to set those intentions. So with Andy today, let's break it down. Let's really take some action now in this moment by following along with what Andy's saying about the intention. What is it you really want? Think about it, feel into it, connect with it. Is it really in alignment with you? Because the reason why I'm putting this out from what Andy's just said is because something I find a lot in my area of expertise and in my field and work is that people think they know what they want because it's a thought, it's a process, it's what society accepts, it's what's within their limitations, within their comfort zone. When actually, when we break down the mold, when we break down those walls, when we sit with the intentions of the true clarity that you want, that's when you can grow, that's when you can evolve. And do you resonate with that, Andy?
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
I couldn't put it better. I agree, Vicky. Thanks.
That's okay. So I want you now to take some time, okay? You are an amazing being. You're an amazing soul. You have a passion. You have a purpose. You know you are meant for more in this world. Alchemizing your business finances is actually about setting the intention and getting clarity about what you want. This is always the first step. So I invite you now to just tune into that heart space, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper if you need to. Close your eyes, visualize whatever it is you need to do. Please don't do any of that while you're driving. I take no responsibility if you're listening to this while you're driving. Okay, that's it. Be responsible for yourself at all times. But the intention, the growth, the expansion that you get to have, there are no limits. None. None at all. So I'm going to leave you with that intention today. Andy, if you're sitting with a client and they're saying to you, I'm going to set an intention, what kind of questions would you ask them to break the mold of the intentions that they want to set?
Right, so great. I love that question. Vicky, what we recognize in dealing with, and I love to call them my coaching partners rather than clients,
Okay.
is that there's some scientific terms that I want to shy away from because I don't want people to be confused and thinking about, oh, I want to simplify it. In addition to having baggages, we have situations where people are caught in a family scenario and there's a certain level of dysfunctionality. And they want to follow a pattern because they want to fit the mold. And usually it becomes a strong surge of the imposter syndrome. They're pleasing everybody else, Vicky. And that's their intention. But at the end of the day, there's no fulfillment, there's no purpose. Why? Because it's not about them, the individual, who they really are. It's about the crowd. It's about the people. It's about society. It's about the family. So the first question that I ask them with regards to the intentionality is, who are you catering your desire to? Frame it for me in a manner in which you can explain it and tell me where's the base or the foundation? Where's it coming from? And then after several more questions along that line, because sometimes they would tell you the thing that you want to hear and the thing that you will shy away from going deeper. But when you dig deep, is then you realize, wait a minute, this is not what they're saying. There's something else. There's something, Vicky, always hidden. So sometimes you have to ask the same question three or four times. You actually
Absolutely.
do. Because deep introspection is what gives them the opportunity to see their true story. So there are two positions. One, the observer, and two, the person who's actually hands-on involved in the story. So I say, look, let's be the observer for now and tell me What drives your intention? And then they look at it from a different set of lens and they realize, wait a minute, this is not what I really wanted to do, but I've been doing it because X. I've been doing it because this crowd. I've been doing it because. And so I say, what about if you did it this way for this reason? And then I give them the opportunity to see it in a different pair of lens. And guess what? Wow, I wasn't looking at it that way. Andy, I wasn't thinking about it in that way. How come I didn't see this before? And then I say, okay, so let's see how compatible this is to what you really desire to have. Would you decide that this is your intention? That's a power question. And they say to themselves, you know what? I think this is me here. Let's go with this. And we get the job done.
And that's it. It is about the action, the fast action, the taking action, the intentional action, but also setting the action as well, right? So thank you so much for sharing that amazing value with us today, Andy. So for those of you who are listening, we don't want you to just go away and not do anything. This mini summit is about you actually alchemizing your business finances so you can grow, so you can serve more people, so you can make bigger impact. It's not about just ticking off some boxes on your to-do list. It's about that full intentional state of being. So, with your intentions today, I invite you to write down what your intentions are to help you alchemize your business finances so that you can grow. Thank you so much for being on this podcast with me today, Andy, for contributing towards this mini summit that we're delivering this week, and for being a huge part in the world and change making because it's very valued and much needed.
Thank you so much, Vicky. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, for those of you that are listening, it's a wrap up from this episode. Go and check out the next one, and don't forget to check out the show notes. Speak to you soon.